we go to the lines on KSFO. Steve is in Fairfield. Steve, you're on the air.
I knew you'd take my call right away.
Of course, I love to take calls from people who disagree with you, Steve.
Yeah, and people who you told us. Anyway, so first off, you are aware that this Pope had a big hand in hiding, moving around the priests who've abused children, right?
I don't know that this Pope did.
Yeah, this Pope did. And second off, it's absolutely amazing.
Well, we're talking about, listen, we're talking about abortion, not pedophilia.
I know, but you're heralding this Pope,
Well, I'm not a Catholic. I'm just appreciating his position on life.
Fine. I'm just trying to make you aware. But I'm absolutely amazed that you're sitting here talking to that guy, saying that he had views that racists did in the 60s about blacks regarding fetuses, when you know damn well that if you could tell if a child was gay in the womb, you would be all for abortion.
Actually, that's an interesting point, because I have said that if there were a gay gene that was ever discovered, Steve,
you would actually.
Steve, you're making a judgment here that's improper, and I'd love to have a conversation with you, and I don't want to throw you off the air. First of all, if you know anything about me, that's certainly not true. The second thing is, Steve, is he still there?
Oh, I'm still
okay,
here,
good.
But
Steve,
I'd like
but here,
to
but
say,
Steve,
I mean,
Steve, the point is, if there were ever a gay gene found, that would be the worst thing that could happen to homosexuals, because you would see heterosexuals truly lining up to get the genetic test so they would make sure their child wasn't born with the gay gene. I'm telling you that there would be people who do that. I wouldn't be one of them.
You are one of them. Brian, you don't think we should get married. You have agreed with people that were child molesters. You've agreed
I've
with
what?
People.
I've what?
Brian,
I've agreed with people who are child molesters? What did you just say?
Gay people have, people have called in and said that gay people are child molesters.
I have said that there are a lot of gay people who were molested as children.
Brian, don't. I mean, seriously.
Seriously. You know, and I do believe that. And there are a host of psychologists that would come on the program right now to tell me about their clients who have admitted in and behind closed doors that that is and has been an issue in their lives. So let's keep that one on the table. I have no problem with that. But what you want me to say is that I hate gays, and I won't go there. I won't go there.
Then why can't we get married?
It has nothing to do with hating you. It has to do with despising a behavior.
If you despise, what behavior are you despising?
Okay, you probably despise my faith in the living God.
I don't despise anything.
But you don't despise. Okay, how about this? You despise my position on gays. Do you hate me?
No, I absolutely don't.
Okay,
hate you.
Well, see, it's the same thing with you, Steve. I despise some of the practices that are out there in terms of sexual orientations and sexual lifestyles of all different types, both homosexual and heterosexual, but I don't hate. It's called loving the sinner, hating the sin. I have no problem with that.
Brian, do you understand that you have that choice to say that, but you don't have the choice to dictate how I live my life? I mean, you have absolutely every right.
You're right. You have a thing called choice. You're absolutely right. But in the meantime, I can stand up for the rule of law, and I can stand up for the laws, and I can stand up for morality, and I can stand up for tradition. I can stand up for all of that, and I can be as in your face as I would like to prevent you from changing the laws of the land to completely destroy and pervert this country. I can do that. I have a right to do that, but I'm not going to hate you in the process.
So we're not all equal, is what you're saying.
You're absolutely equal. You have the same right to marriage that I do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I can't marry the person I love.
You have the same right to marry that I do.
So I can marry the person I love?
If you have to abide by the same rules I do. No, Steve.
You have to marry the person I'm in love with.
Well, okay.
It's a simple yes or no.
As long as you're working within the confines of the law, yes.
The person I'm in love with.
As long as you're, Steve.
Brian. Come on.
Steve. Steve.
It's
what if you're...
No
Steve?
Answer, Brian.
No, you can't, you jerk. Now listen to me. No, you can't, jerk. Now listen to me right now. Don't play this game with me, Steve. What if you're in love with two people? My guess is, as a homosexual man, you've been in love with 100. How many are you in love with right now? How many are you in love with right now, Steve? How many? Can you marry all of them, Steve? No, you can't. You have to marry somebody of the opposite sex. They have to be over the age of 18. You cannot marry somebody of family, and you can only marry one at a time. We all have the same rules and regulations, Steve. That's where it stands. You lose the argument, and you're going to lose at life, my friend, with that kind of an attitude, because your particular kind can't reproduce. Get him off the line. 808-5600 on KSFO. I told you it was going to be a fighting Friday. Don't do this yes or no question nonsense with me. I'll play that game with you because I'm the host and I'm trying to move this show along. But don't play it with me. You have the same rights as everyone else to get married. I just denoted them for you right now. And if you can't handle that, then you can't handle the truth. 808-5600, that's the phone number on KSFO. We will bring in Scott Abraham Clark. And Scott, by the end of the hour, I want you to look up who Abraham Clark is because you, my friend, are a patriot.
All right, Brian. And we're going to check KSFO traffic now. This report brought to you by Lifetime, and we still have a closure in San Rafael, southbound 101.